What's up, everybody? This is episode 30, the Big 30,
30.
And we're here at the National City Swap Meet. It's just me and Javier today. And basically, we just wanted to... Yeah, like, I don't know if you saw, like, the Hasbro Marvel Legends, the new Marvel Legends that they announced, which was the Black Widow. She came in a slightly bigger box this time and with more accessories. Which is gonna bring the price point up, but they're gonna be like deluxe figures, I guess.
No.
And you gotta think maybe Hasbro might be suffering in the future, or I guess it just depends on how they, because it looks like they're innovating, or it looks like all the new toy manufacturers or the current manufacturers are like trying to come up with new ideas to see how they can attract customers, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing with, you know, the toy people, they have to listen to their audience, you know, their people.
Definitely.
Know? So if they don't do that, then, and I'm sure, you know, since Todd McFarlane, you know, he's in the comic book industry right now, and he knows what his fans like.
Yeah.
You know, so these Hasbro people, these toy, you know, the people that are already in the game, they better step up their game.
Yeah, they're going to have to step up their game. A little bit about the action figure industry and how it's going to probably shift in the near future. And what are your thoughts about it with the McFarlane and all the Hasbro stuff happening?
I'm pretty excited. I'm a big fan of Todd McFarlane. I'm a big fan of his action figures. I love, you know, the sports figures that he used to do, and like, you know, all the action figures that he put out with so much detail and stuff like that. Now that he's got the DC line, you know.
They're all geared for collectors, you know. They're geared for collectors because that's what they picked up. You know, they picked up the licensing for the 6-inch through 12-inch line and collectibles specifically. And Spin Master was the one that got the licensing for the kid orientated, you know.
Yeah.
And like, these are collectibles, like Marvel Legends are collectibles, but kids can still play with them, you know.
Oh, definitely.
And if you add light up effects, then it's just gonna bring the production cost and everything else, the price is gonna probably go up, which is I'm interested in seeing how that's gonna play out and what's gonna happen to the Marvel Legends that we currently are collecting, you know, because compared to what we are gonna have in the future, these are gonna look like trash next to those, you know, like
right.
The Toy Biz back in the day, they looked cool until. Sorry about that, guys. We got interrupted slightly, but like I was saying, all the stuff that we used to view back in the day as cool was cool at the time, you know, because that was the only thing available. But as technology improves, figures are gonna continue to improve, you know. They're gonna keep getting better, they're gonna keep looking more realistic,
they're,
you know, they're gonna have more features. So that's one of the things that I don't think a lot of people like think about currently, you know, because they're all stuck in the game process of trying to make money, you know, or being the number one collector or scalper or whatever. I mean, there is a lot of improvement with the Hasbro toys recently versus the ones that came out like years prior, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago. There's a big improvement as far as the detail and all that stuff. But I feel like they're gonna have to start adding more stuff to make it more realistic, you know, which is like light up effects and stuff. And you've already seen that being done onto modern toys such as Funko Pops and a couple other ones that now have extra features, you know. And I know when I was looking at the review that Todd McFarlane was doing on the figures, and he was talking slightly about what was the new things that he wanted to do. And he mentioned specifically the Harry Potter ones, the Harry Potter toy line that they have, that they wanted to include like light up effects to the wands that they were holding, you know, so that it looks more realistic. And you got to think about how far that can actually go, because that means that if you have licensing for other products, you might be able to use them on the eyes, on the chest, right, on different,
like on the hands.
On the hands. So it's going to be interesting if McFarlane does that first, how Hasbro is going to respond to them, because Hasbro has a lot of, they have the Marvel licensing, so they can do a lot of stuff with those as far as light up effects and stuff like that. But I think that's also going to bring up the price, which I don't know at that point. I don't know how good it's going to be versus an SH Figwart, but yet again, the light up features might bring in the customer, you know?
The only thing I can see bad or, you know, about that, I mean, they have to do it right, though.
Yeah.
Because if I'm thinking, like, since Hasbro aims more towards kids, smaller kids, then maybe the light up effects.
Yeah, because
are
they're
different.
Not a collectible. Yeah. You know, they might have to
so
make a separate
just,
line.
Exactly.
You know?
They want to do like a toy thing where, like, you know, the light up feature looks, you know, kiddier, you know. But I think with the way Todd McFarlane might put it, you know, he knows exactly, you know, how an action figure should look. Or if, you know, he's going to put a light up figure or a light up feature on the figure, you know, oh, this is the way it has to go. You know,
they all want to be number one. So it gets, the competition right now is really, really saturated. And it's interesting to see what's going to happen to a lot of the collectors in the future as far as, are they really collectors or not? Or are they just in it for the money? But
right.
We're all going to find out, you know,
exactly.
Sooner or later, what the deal was for each person. Just remember that the value of these figures is probably not going to stay high. Maybe some of them will, others probably won't, you know, it just depends, because of course you got some figures that they only make a couple of them, you know, there's not a lot. Like Captain America, Iron Man's, Batman, all that stuff, they make tons and tons of products for those, you know, but the obscure ones, I feel like they might, some of them might hold their value, or exclusives, things like that. Maybe the first wave of whatever the toy
exactly.
line is, things like that, might keep the value, but most of it, you gotta think, is being kept sealed, like George says. So I think there's gonna be an abundance of all these figures in the future.
Yeah. The one thing that I like, and like the wrestling figures, I think, especially WWE, they have that 3D scanning. I don't know if you've seen it, where they actually get the person,
molds?
Yeah, and they
oh,
scan.
Oh, okay, they scan the people
yes,
before, and then
exactly.
they put it into
the
software
figure.
Or whatever.
So they have that technology right now, hands down. So if you know, Hasbro or even McFarlane would get into that, you know, it'd be crazy to see, like, an actual, you know, real face Luke or an actual...
Well, the faces now are way better than before, I could tell you that much, especially from Hasbro. Like, I don't know if they have that technology or not, to be honest, but I know their faces have really come a long way versus what it was before, you know? So, and it's just going to keep getting better with technology as it advances. I'm pretty sure they're going to have to innovate, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And now that people or other companies are trying to put more and more into their toys, like, you know, the Hot Wheels, where they were doing the real ID thing, you know, scanning it. And I'm pretty sure that you know, these guys, you know, action figure, you know, people are going to try to catch up. I mean, I think they did try to do it one time, didn't they, with the Star Wars stuff, where you could put like a Darth Vader on top of a little like stand, and it talks or something like that. I think they had done that.
I know they always try to innovate, you know, so it's just interesting that I feel like this right now is gonna be a bigger shift, you know, just the innovation process is gonna be slightly bigger than it has been in the past, just because of the advancement in technology, you know, in this short period of time. You gotta think about since the 90s all the way till right now, I would really wanna see stuff like that.
You know what I was thinking about too, like, if they would put more, like, I know, I think, what is it, the Diamond Select figures or something like that, where they have those dioramas. Like, oh, if they would add, if they would add more dioramas or something like that, like, you know, it's cool that, you know, your figure is having an action pose, but if you had something like, you know, on the background of what they're doing, or like a Deadpool that has like bullets all over the floor or whatever, you know, maybe they would lift up the price point.
Yeah, it would. It would definitely. But now that's what they can do with the new, deluxe thing. That it seemed like I call it deluxe. I don't know if that's what they're called. But the deluxe or collectible version, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, of that Black Widow. It seems like they're going to come out with more accessories. As far as dioramas, I'm not 100% sure how many of those will come with dioramas.
No, but
it would be nice. Yeah, yeah. Like, I know what you're talking. You're talking about the Marvel Select action figures, the ones that they sell. They sell a lot of them at the comics and stuff,
Comics and stuff, yeah.
The articulation on those is not that cool, but like I said, like, I have the Black Cat. I have a Black Cat of the Marvel Select, and it comes with a stand, which is like a wall, and it's like a brick wall, and it has a window, and through the back there's a Spider-Man figure like looking through the window, bro. Yeah. So
and see, and then something like that, it would be. I mean, it would. You know, I would look at the price point, but still, like, everything that it offers, you know. Yeah, you know, that Black Widow has a stand, I think, where you can pose her and stuff like that. Like, it can look like she's flying through the air and shooting.
But it's not enough, you know. I know what you're saying, the background is not, it's hard, because I know it's hard, you know. I've been using, for my photography, I've been using my iPad or my TV as a background in order to be able to capture those shots, you know, because it's hard to find a spot that looks exactly like space or something, you know, if you're taking the Star Wars or of, like, what's another good example? Or the scenery, or like the city, you know, there's no real city little building things that you can go to and just pose the figures so that it looks like they're in the city or something like that, you know?
Unless you build it yourself.
Yeah, right, unless you build it yourself or you get some custom diorama, but, you know, I don't have a lot of money to be spending on that stuff, so I gotta do what I can with what I have. At the moment, you know, hopefully in the future I can acquire some more dioramas and stuff. But that would be nice, like you said, if they came with the figures already, because it would eliminate that whole situation, you know, especially for people who take photography.
Like, add to it. Yeah, exactly. It would add to, you know, what you already want to do to it.
To your art.
Yeah, to your art. If you're into photography and everything, you know, you want to, you know, take pictures of,
or just to display, you know, because the display looks cool.
Exactly. But I think that's what that's what the problem was. Not problem, but, you know,
there's a gap.
I think they want, like, quick sales. They want to sell real fast. I think with Todd McFarlane,
the amount of progress that there has been in technology is definitely going to change the game, and it's probably still going to be changing, like, rapidly. In the future.
If you had your own toy line, or if you had your own toy company, what would you like to see, you know, coming out, like, right now, in 2020 or even, you know, beyond?
Mine, especially right now, since I've been taking more pictures and stuff, the light up effects and stuff like that wouldn't be such a bad idea, you know, because you could make figures look like they're posing and they're actually throwing fire or whatever, you know, different, whatever it is, the effect is gonna be, it's gonna look better. So I guess for right now,
he wants people to enjoy the figure. He wants people to, that's why he puts so much detail in his other figures, where, you know, like, if a dragon, you can see all the scales, you can see, like, chains coming off the, you know. I don't think he was after, like, oh, I want this thing to sell really quick. No, he was after, like, the actual
detail and stuff, yeah.
And that's what these guys, like Hasbro, and, you know, they want to throw it in the store, make sure that it sells quick and it's going, because if it just sits there, then they're not able to make, you know, more stuff.
Yeah, so they gotta meet their sales points. But it's just gonna be interesting to see what's gonna happen in the future with all these emerging toy companies and the ones that are already in here, you know. Now we got Todd McFarlane in here and a couple other new like Spin Master. And who knows what other companies are gonna come out. Funko has also grown a lot since previous years, you know. Yeah. So, and but they're not geared toward like action figure Is there anything in particular, at least not too much? They have played around with the Rick and Morty line,
yeah,
and a couple other figures, you know, but
I mean, if they're able to pick up a pretty big license, you know, it'd be pretty interesting to see
the thing is that they can't compete directly, because like, even because they have a lot of licensings, they just can't make the same product. Mm-hmm. So like they can't build a 6-inch figure that will compete against like the DC line. They can't do it. It's part of the contracting that all the companies come up with, you know, as far as the licensing. Mm-hmm. When you sign a contract, you can't really produce a figure that goes against, like, nobody's really gonna compete against Hasbro with the Marvel Legends line, because they have the licensing for that scale.
Oh, okay.
You know, so nobody else is given the rights for that.
Oh, all right.
So it becomes a little bit difficult, but they can definitely, that's the reason why they created those DC He-Man looking figures. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
But is that the reason why you said that they can't compete against that size, but is that why they go like to a 7-inch,
8-inch?
So they can
do their different stuff. But yet again, it just depends. You know, most of the people collect either 6. Usually, they try to stay in scale, you know, just so that all the figures can look proportionally the same, you know, because you can't have like a 12-inch figure with a 6-inch figure or anything. And yet again, they won't probably look the same since they're not made by the same company, you know. So it's interesting. There's a lot of like loops and stuff around what they do in order to be able to manufacture what they do, you know, but they can't directly compete. What I knew you wanted to talk a little bit about RocketCon.
Well, I mean, it's coming up, and it's coming up pretty fast, and you know, I know we don't want to dive too much into it, but I'm pretty excited for RocketCon. The company that I'm together with right now, Meltdown Productions, they, you know, they're gonna have their own booth. We're gonna have a panel over there. You know, they're gonna be
representing,
you know, Meltdown Productions there, and I'm gonna have my shoes
displayed and everything.
Yeah, I've been doing hyperdip shoes, and so I'm pretty excited to you know. I had fun the last time, you know, whenever we went.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't wait to see what's gonna RocketCon, this year's RocketCon.
It's gonna look different, especially the layout, you know. But I'm excited as well. It's gonna be, if I'm not mistaken, their third year doing this, and the progress so far from the first one to the second one was a big difference. You know, I saw the amount of effort they put into promoting and the increase in the audience too. You know, there was more people definitely showed up for the second one than they did for the first one. Interesting to see how this show is going to evolve as well. You know, it started slightly small, you know, it's still bigger than the other shows. Yeah. And they do know how to promote, so it's really interesting to see what's going to happen. I see Gerardo is coming over here. He doesn't know that we're recording, but we're recording an episode of the podcast, bro.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
Alright. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We're just talking about... Good. I can't complain. We're just talking about RocketCon, and like, we're kind of excited for it. Have you... You haven't been, have you?
No, I've never been there. That's one of the shows that I've never been
in. This is going to be the third year, and I'm telling him that it has really grown since the first time they've done it. So it's really interesting. And I know they got new guests and a whole bunch of new vendors that are going to be selling as well, so it's going to be really interesting, and I'm kind of excited too, because that means we can hopefully get some new content for you guys and be able to talk to some special guests or like artists. We're really excited for that event. I'm really excited to see who the new vendors are going to be, who the new special guests are going to be, and I'm also looking forward to meeting new customers, meeting new people. And I don't know if you want to add anything else, bro.
No, just if you're in the area, or when RocketCon comes around, you know, swing by and see us and come check out all the stuff that we have to offer.